Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachon. Our text for reflection is Exodus 7, 1 to 13. Exodus chapter 7, verse 1 to 13. Then the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet. You are to say everything I command you, and your brother Aaron is to tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go out of his country. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and though I multiply my signs and wonders in Egypt, he will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt, and with mighty acts of judgment, I will bring out my divisions, my people, the Israelites. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord, when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring the Israelites out of it." Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord commanded them. Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 when they spoke to Pharaoh. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "When Pharaoh says to you, 'Perform a miracle,' then say to Aaron, 'Take your staff and throw it down before Pharaoh, and it will become a snake.'" So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord commanded. Aaron threw his staff down in front of Pharaoh and his officials, and it became a snake. Pharaoh then summoned wise men and sorcerers, and the Egyptian magicians also did the same things by their secret arts. Each one threw down his staff, and it became a snake. But Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. Yet Pharaoh's heart became hard, and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. My theme for reflection is, when God says, "I am in control." When God says, "I am in control." There is a classic story of a small child trying to tie his shoelaces. He struggles, gets frustrated, and finally bursts into tears. His father kneels down and asks, "Why are you crying?" The boy sobs, "Because I can't do it by myself." The father smiles, "But you don't have to. I am right here." In Exodus 7, 1 to 13, Moses and Aaron face Pharaoh, the most powerful man in Egypt, with a simple demand: "Let my people go." Pharaoh scoffs. He believes he is in control, but God has other plans. He tells Moses, "I have made you like God to Pharaoh," not because Moses is divine, but because Pharaoh, who considered himself a god, needed to see that his power was nothing compared to the true God. When Aaron throws down his staff and it turns into a serpent, Pharaoh's magicians do the same. But then something astonishing happens. Aaron's staff swallows up theirs. It is a small moment, but it foreshadows everything that is about to unfold. Pharaoh's so-called power will be devoured. His defiance will be swallowed by God's sovereignty. This passage speaks to a truth we often resist. God is in control and we are not. Like Pharaoh, we can be tempted to believe we are the masters of our own destiny. We think our intelligence, our resources, or our willpower can solve every problem. But then life happens. Plans fall apart. The things we thought we controlled slip through our fingers. We are reminded painfully that we are not as powerful as we think. C.S. Lewis once wrote that the more we let God take us over, the more truly ourselves will become, because he made us. He invented all the different people that you and I were intended to be. It is when I turn to Christ, when I give up myself to his personality, that I first begin to have a real personality of my own. Pharaoh refused to bow, and his hardened heart led to destruction. But Moses, though reluctant at first, learned to trust God's plan. He became a great leader not because of his own strength, but because he surrendered to God's. That is the challenge before us today. Will we cling to the illusion of control, or will we surrender to the one who truly reigns? God is not asking us to be strong enough, wise enough, or powerful enough. He is asking us to trust him. Like the little boy with his shoelace, we do not have to do it alone. The story of Exodus is a story of deliverance, but even more, it is a story of who God is, the one who says to every Pharaoh, every power, and every fear, I am in control. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you struggling to surrender control to God? Number two, how can you remind yourself daily that God is greater than any challenge you face? Heavenly Father, you alone are God. Forgive us when we, like Pharaoh, resist your will and try to be in control. Teach us to trust you, to let go of fear, and to stand firm in the knowledge that you reign over all things. Help us to surrender our hearts, our plans, and our lives into your hands. And may we walk in faith, knowing that your power is greater than anything we could ever face. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.